And thank you, Greg. And we've got Mr. Brian McDonald and Caden. Is it Caden McDonald?
Caden.
McDonald?
Lampley.
Lampley.
Mm-hmm.
Here with us this morning and from Grand Rivers and talking about some events going on there. And Brian, the weather's not too bad right now. Going to get warm, though. So
it's going to get warm, but
a lot of shade there.
Big lakes and boat rental places and kayak rental places, so we've got ways to stay cool.
Yep, it's not bad in the mornings and in the evenings, and like you say, you get under in the shade, or in the water, it's pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Well, this morning, talking with Brian McDonald and Caden, and Caden is kind of your guest host, I guess.
He's my grandson. Uh-huh.
And most days, he likes to do his own interview show.
So... I guess for a couple of years now, we've been doing a play interview in the car almost every time we go to or from home. And we have our own talk show that is called Straight Talk with Caden and Brian on WCBL.
That's cool.
And
You want to say something, Caden? Not yet? All right. We'll wait for your radio station. But hopefully... Caden want to work here one of these days.
Yeah.
We need some good people. So anyway, but visiting this morning, Brian McDonald and Caden talking about Grand Rivers and how are things going so far this year.
Things are going great. We're seeing a lot of foot traffic in town. We've had some great new businesses open in town. We have a Southern Fried and Sweet Tea, which is their main restaurant is in Calvert, but they have opened a smaller sister restaurant inside of the Village Market and Cafe. The Old City Hall building has started coming down for Silent Brigade Distillery to come in and build, and we're super excited about that. I mean, that's probably a two-year project, but you know, you're going to start seeing construction soon. And that will put us on the Bourbon Trail, the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, which is a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we've had a couple new boutiques open in town, and there's just so much to do. Lighthouse Landing has started offering boat rentals. They also have captained cruises, so people can... go and schedule a cruise, and they'll have their own personal captain, and they can choose either to go out on a yacht or a pontoon boat or a sailboat. And so we just have started growing at a great rate and offering more to do in town.
Now, the boat rental or the yacht rental, I mean, you can take more than like a group of people that way.
Yes. So I'm thinking it holds around 10 to 12. I talked to the owners the other day. They're getting a whole lot of like bridal parties, and that type of thing. I think it's a 52 foot. I mean, it's a huge yacht, and
that's bigger than Greg's yacht.
It's beautiful. So, you know, and then they have the licensed captain that is licensed to take out multiple passengers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really neat thing. That's something that people are really, really starting to get into.
I bet.
Lots of kayaking and that kind of thing as well.
And again, you've got a website that you keep active, social media pages.
So we do. GrandRivers.org. You can go there and find just about everything that we're talking about. And one of the exciting things that, to our surprise, that we recently have done is we had a photo contest, or we're having a photo contest, a summer photo contest. And this will be fun to put out there and just see what other people, how they see Grand Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Within about 3 days, we had 350 photos submitted. And now we get about 100 a week now. And those are all on our website, and we welcome anyone to upload their photos to the website. And there's prizes that we're giving away, gift cards and things like that. The winning photo will be the cover of our fall newsletter that goes out to about 800 people. So That's been really exciting for us to see, and it's amazing the pictures that people can get now with their phones and
That's true. So it's been a good year then so far.
It's been a great year. Yeah.
That's good to hear, and it's nice to see. And you think of the impact, you know, the people, all the people that come to Grand Rivers, you know, they're also coming to Marshall County. They're also going to McCracken and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it works well. I'm sure you work well with all the other tourist agencies. And
it works really well. You know, like Katoa Tourism, Justin over there, he and I stay in contact quite a bit, and they're doing a glow kayaking over there, and that's been a really neat thing, and I think they're getting great response from that. But it's the whole lakes area is an experience for people. We see people that come in and they want to know about the quilt museum or the downtown area of Paducah, and then of course just right there next to us we have awesome things like Kentucky Shores for families to do, Maggie's Jungle Golf, just all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, because you know as well as when you go on vacation, if you go to Florida, you say you go to Panama City, you don't say, well, I want to do everything in this one county. You don't even know what county you're in.
Right,
You just want to go do stuff.
Yeah.
So I mean, you got to work with other groups, and I know you do, but it's nice to see when everyone's doing well.
Yes, absolutely. The chairman and founder of the Tourism Commission used to say, "All boats rise on a, or float on a rising tide," or something like that.
I've heard that.
And that's so true. You know, business begets business, and.
For sure. Well, Brian visiting with us this morning. If you have a question for him, give us a call this morning, 527-3102. And again, some warm weather coming our way. We had some over the weekend. Looks like it'll be coming back toward the end of this week with the highs expected near 101 degrees. But hopefully that will just be a couple of days, and then that'll clear out and just leave us with our normal summer warm weather. Mm-hmm. But just a hot spell coming through, and hopefully a chance of rain will come with that. We could use some rain.
We definitely could use some rain. I'm getting to work about an hour early every morning just to water our flowers to make sure they stay alive. So,
So hopefully we'll get some rain with that. Just not a great chance of rain, but this time of year storms can pop up, so maybe a shower will pop up here or there and help us out with some water. But otherwise, just mostly sunny and warm for the next few days, around 90. And then for Thursday, looks like a 20% chance of rain with highs near 100. Then for Friday, highs around 100. And then for Saturday, looks like 97. So maybe it'll start cooling down a little bit from that point on. 97's hot enough.
Yes.
But we'll get to a quick break, and we'll come back and visit some more with Brian right after this.